Well, what was it like being back on the field again? It's been a while.
It feels good to be back on the field. You know, that's feels natural out there. That's just, you know, where I feel most comfortable. Obviously, there's a lot of room for improvement, but that's day one, and so I'm looking forward to today.
What did you like about your first practice, and what didn't you like?
A lot of basic mistakes that I don't usually make. You know, you talk about just plays from the get-go. Snaps under center. We had a couple problems. You know, when you get used to somebody new, then it's handled. But got to make sure that we're not having to worry about that, because if we take opportunities out of our guys' hands to get it, you know, get the ball in play, then you're hurting yourself. So, and then obviously it puts you in position to turn the ball over. So making sure we handle the basics first, and then you're able to move on and progress from there.
Were you surprised there were so many snaps under center?
No.
It looked like there was a lot.
No. We're gonna hammer that till I'm good. It feels natural, and that's the way it should be, because I can play out of the gun. Everybody here knows that, and so we're going to hammer that, and we're going to work on what I need to work on, and so we can go from there.
Is the hardest part of the snaps under center actually catching the ball, or is it the footwork back to where you need to be?
It's not catching the ball. Once you get used to a center, you're good. But then just footwork, just getting used to getting depth from the line of scrimmage. You see guys, you have to get separation, because in shotgun you already have it, so the drop, you don't have to have the depth. But now the emphasis on getting back and being comfortably under control, to where if you do have to step up, you can do that. But so, yeah, it's just the footwork and getting comfortable.
I saw a photo where you were talking to Bernie Kosar at that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just wondering, you know, what he may have shared with you about what it's like to be a quarterback here in Cleveland.
He had a lot of little tips and bits of advice, you know, just about how it used to be and how much fun it was when you win here, everybody rallies around it. And so just talking about he'll be around. If I need to bounce things off of him, he's a guy that I can lean on. So, and that's something that makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel at home in a place like this where he's won before.
Baker, from the standpoint, we were talking to Callaway a second ago, you know, we were on the field with him yesterday. What did you see? What do you expect?
He's very, very fast. He's a fast man. Makes good plays in the ball. I think, you know, when you have a guy like that and you get chemistry down, then it's dangerous. You know, I had that with guys at Oklahoma, that when you get a talented receiver and then you know exactly what they're doing, you can do a lot with that. And so looking forward to working with him. He's a guy that I think can help us out.
He reminds you of D.D. Westbrook?
A little bit, yeah. The speed.
What are your first impressions of Nick Chubb?
Impressive. First, I didn't know whether I was supposed to like him or not since he beat me. I'm rooming with him now. He's a very quiet, hardworking. You can tell everything that you heard on the outside about him, how well respected his work ethic. You can see that. And so being up close in person, seeing what he's able to do, the cuts and just the strength and acceleration, it's impressive.
Have you been able to score any tickets to the game tonight?
I'm not worried about that. I got practice. If they keep winning, then I'll come back.
Chubb said you spent a lot of time in your playbook the first night you guys were together. Is there any secret to learning the playbook besides spending a ton of time on it?
It takes a lot of time, but I think I've had a couple guys. Drew Stanton was one that you start to piece things together, and when you can put things in groups and in concepts, then it starts to make sense. It starts to click easier, so you can just relate. You say, oh, that's just like this. You can relate back to it. So for me, it's getting all the basics down first, and then from there, grouping it all together so I can just add on additional knowledge from there.
Is it night and day from the one you had at Oklahoma?
I mean, football's football. Concepts, you're not going to get that much different. You're going to have your three-level floods. You're going to have, I mean, your one side or this side based on the defense. It's just a matter of how we coach it here, how the footwork ties into that, and then also just mixing in if we're under shotgun or under center or in shotgun.
You mentioned in losing to Chubb's team. That Georgia game, it's kind of a window into your makeup as a competitor. How much of that that game sticks with you these months later?
Almost every night, thinking I could have been a national champion. But, you know, things happen for a reason. So I can't worry about that now.
Do you think that's why they put the two of you guys together?
I think it's some sick joke that they did. No, but he's a great guy, and like I said yesterday, we're team-oriented, so it's not a problem.
Have you talked about the game?
I have not. It's a little salt in the wounds that I'm not going to bring up.
Baker, what's the backstory on the reenactment of the Brett Favre picture? Was it your idea or somebody else's?
It started out just kind of as a joke, just because I grew up such a Brett Favre fan. And then my mom and brother started running with it. They started looking at stuff on Amazon online, found all the little details, the pieces of the puzzle to put it all together, and it's honestly impressive. So I thought it was a joke, and then when I showed up at home for that draft week, they had it all ready to go. So it's something fun that, you know, we enjoyed.
Where did they find that phone?
Online somewhere. I have no idea.
What about the walk-on hoodie? Was that your idea to start with, or did someone else?
That's just, you know, a symbolization of where I've come from. It didn't matter what was going to happen that day. The mentality is you start fresh. You got to start with that mindset. It's just like yesterday when you have to have that mindset. You got to start fresh. I don't have it all figured out whatsoever. I got to work for it, and I have to earn it.
What do you think of? You were a great leader in college. Now you're going to be a leader in the pros. What do you think they're going to be the differences between leading a bunch of college guys and leading a bunch of pro football players that are older than you are?
I'm striving to be a leader, but in college, you get there and you're around guys for just a couple years. And so if you're a junior or senior, these freshmen that come in, they look up to you automatically because they're just getting their feet in the water. Now, when you deal with the NFL, these guys have been veterans for a long time. So earning the respect of the older guys is important. It's just like I said yesterday, I have to know my job first. And then from there, I can, you know, do everything else.
There's going to be some stylistic differences.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to read people. Everybody reacts differently to, you know, whether it's criticism or encouragement. So you got to know what guys need at the time. And you also need to know when, you know, you just need to shut your mouth and work.
Have you had a chance to interact with any fans yet, whether it be in the airport or just anywhere? And if so, what kind of reception do you feel like you're getting from the fans?
Yeah, kind of back and forth from the airport. Then at the Indians game, on my lovely first pitch. It's been so far so good. So I've definitely enjoyed it, felt welcomed, and this feels like home already.
We've asked you about the situation with the starting job and how you understand that Tyrod's the guy for now. But I'm just curious, when Hugh says something like yesterday, that's not going to change when he's talking about Tyrod. Does that light a fire under you? Do you take it a certain way?
I'm always competitive. It wouldn't matter what he was saying in regards to the competition. I'm still going to compete and try and win that job. And so I'm going to listen to him, but I got to go compete. And first and foremost, I got to learn my job.
Everybody returning here from the Browns is going to learn a new offense, mm-hmm. Todd Haley. Do you have a conception of what the final product is like, or is it too early for you to envision?
A little too early. I know he's a guy that he adapts to his players, so we'll see when we put all the pieces together what type of team we'll be.
And you don't have the full playbook yet, right? Just a mini.
I got my mini camp stuff. Yeah.
When you're talking about working under center, how rare was that for you in high school and college? We know that you seldom did it last year. And,
yeah.
And
never in high school.
Never.
Yeah. So.
Not even practice. And then in college, how much did you even practice it? Because we know it wasn't a lot in the game.
Our jumbo set, our big sets when we wanted to run the ball down the goal line, you know, short yardage stuff. But that's why working the footwork under center is the important part right now, because I didn't do it.
The fact that you have such agile, sort of quick feet, that's got to help you out in this regard.
Yes, but it can also hurt me. I have to be calm. You know, almost less is more mentality. You got to be efficient with it. You got to stay calm. And that's what I've been trying to work on, is not creating my own pressure, not moving around too much.
How do you do that? How do you stay calm and with the chaos of the game going on around you?
It comes with knowing your protections, knowing that you're good. You don't have to move this way. You don't have to worry about, even if you see a guy blitzing, we're going to have a back coming back scanning. It's just stuff like that. Knowing the offense, being comfortable in it, and then just trusting your receivers to get there so you can deliver the ball.
Lincoln Riley said that he thought your footwork as a sophomore was below average, and it got so much better. So how much time did you put into it, and what was kind of the key to turning that around?
Put a lot of time and effort into that. You know, that's the transition from my sophomore year to junior year was huge, but then it was even bigger to senior year. That's when I made the most improvement with my footwork, and that's just because I had a knowledge of the offense. I was able to really focus on the details and execute those.
And now that you know you have to master that footwork coming back from center,
same
you
mentality.
Look at that situation.
Yeah. Same mentality. Got to handle first things first.
You called plays in the huddle at Oklahoma. Did you do that?
Did we what?
You called plays in the huddle at Oklahoma.
Off the sideline, and then, you know, what I did at the line of scrimmage was the same thing I'd just verbalize in a huddle. So I'd tell the line the protection, I'd tell the back his route, and I'd signal the routes. And so instead of it all being verbalized, it was kind of signaled.
What about Texas Tech?
Same thing there.
From the standpoint, you're going to need a good working relationship with Todd Haley. How are the early stages of that relationship going?
Great. He's worked with some of the best, and so a lot of respect to him, and he's obviously very knowledgeable. He wouldn't be here right now if he wasn't. So it's starting out great, and I can only hope to just keep working hard and play for him.
Does his style strike you as something that's going to be different than anything you've been exposed to?
No. I've kind of had a different range of coaches, which is great. You get around. Same with being in different locker rooms, you get to deal with different personalities, and then you also see how you react to different coaching. So, looking forward to it.
You mentioned how you call plays at Oklahoma. How much of an adjustment is it going to be at this level? You're going to get it in your earpiece. You got to regurgitate that quickly in the huddle, get everyone lined up. Just that whole process, what kind of a transition is that going to be for you?
It's tough at first, but if you keep repping it, then it becomes second nature. So when you hear it, you're like, okay, you start picturing it. When they verbalize it, you start seeing the whole picture, to where when you get into the huddle, you just spit it right back out. And you got to say it confidently so those guys look at you in a good way.